This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ahead of a meeting of the European Union to discuss reinstating sanctions to Belarus for human rights abuses, the Belarusian leadership began releasing thousands of detainees and issued a rare public apology. It's a bid to quell nationwide street protests that pose the biggest challenge to President Alexander Lukashenko's 26-year rule. Hundreds of friends and relatives, many of them in tears, stood outside a detention center waiting to give food, water, and blankets to help people emerging from inside early Friday. Some of the protesters had bruises and described being tightly packed into inside cells and complained of mistreatment. The Deputy Interior Ministry denied those accusations. At least two protesters have died, and around 6,700 were detained this week in a crackdown following Lukashenko's contested re-election that has prompted the West to consider new sanctions on Minsk. The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday that it had seized millions of dollars from cryptocurrency accounts that militant groups, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, relied upon to finance their organizations and violent plots. Law enforcement officials said the groups used the accounts to solicit donations, including by trying to raise money from the sale of fraudulent personal protective equipment for the coronavirus pandemic. Officials described it as the largest ever seizure of virtual currency funds related to terrorism. It's a part of a broader Justice Department goal of disrupting the financing of extremist organizations, including those designated as foreign terror groups. This is VOA News. Globally, there are approximately 753,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 167,000 of them in the United States and more than 104,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections is quickly moving toward 21 million, with just three friends and three countries, the U.S., Brazil, and India, making up at least half the global figure. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is calling for a nationwide protective mask mandate, heeding experts' predictions that it could save 40,000 lives from coronavirus over the next 3 months. The Democratic presidential election also responded to those who pushed back against such a mandate, saying that this is America. Be a patriot. Protect your fellow lives from coronavirus over the next 3 months. The Democratic presidential candidate also responded to those who pushed back against the mandate. With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled, both sides played the blame game Thursday, rather than make any serious movements to try to break their stalemate. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding for the U.S. Postal Service, say rental assistance, food and aid, and rapid cements testing for the virus at her weekly press event, blasting Republicans as not caring and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay grinds into September. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Thursday defended his government's handling of Brazil's coronavirus pandemic after the national death toll topped 100,000, confronting its most lethal outbreak since the Spanish flu a century ago. Brazil reported its first case of the novel coronavirus at the end of February. Bolsonaro, who was called COVID-19 a little flu, said he recovered from his own infection thanks to hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malarial drug that remains unproven against the virus. Speaking on Thursday, the Brazilian leader said that citizens must exercise caution amid the pandemic, but warned of the economic fallout of coronavirus. Israel and the United Arab Emirates Thursday said that they are not establishing full diplomatic relations in a U.S.-brokered deal that require Israel to halt its contentious plans to annex European-occupied West Bank and sought by the Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election and reflected a changing Middle East, in which shared concerns about arch-enemy Iran have largely overtaken traditional Arab support. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.